Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaggetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
Curious. Jesus wants to set the earth on fire, bring division, set family at odds, and you all say, "Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ." What's wrong with you people? Certainly in the Hebrew Scriptures is a whole history of that fire is not good news, but judgment, a comeuppance. It's enough to make you want to squirm. Jesus today sounds more like the firebrand, John the Baptist, who preached, "The axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." He announced a Messiah who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Yikes. Where is the Jesus who eats with sinners and tax collectors? Luke, what have you done with the real Jesus? Today, some scary Christians want to embrace that hard, harsh Jesus and do his judging for him now. What have they done with the Jesus who was the good shepherd seeking and carrying the lost on his shoulders? So a little scripture point. At this point, let me remind you that Matthew uses the very same material, but spreads it up in different places with very different intent. At Mass, we read so little that we miss the interpreting context. The evangelists took the inherited sayings and stories of Jesus and organized them into a gospel tailored to their particular community and its struggles. Bottom line, you have to treat each gospel as a literary whole. Context shapes interpretation. So if we had read earlier, we would see Jesus was warning disciples, and even more, warning leaders, church leaders who do not live his words, but rather abuse those they serve, and they will not go unscathed. We could include in our day civic and business leaders too. Luke paints a picture of Jesus who actually offers a very, very different kind of fire and spirit than John. Luke wrote, "Suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit." This kind of spirit, this kind of fire I want. Here it's about announcing good news, the forgiving fire of divine love and the spirit of Jesus' life filling us, animating us. Don't get me wrong. Yes, we own the consequences of our actions. We can push God's protecting love away. That's our freedom. Let me illustrate the point. One of the greatest privileges of my life was teaching at Cathedral High School in Los Angeles, an inner-city Hispanic school. First-generation Americans or recently arrived. Among the students, there were really kind of two small extremes. On one side, there were the sullen and bitter, self-absorbed in painful loneliness. You always saw them in the back of the classroom or against some wall. They pushed friendship away. And then there were their polar opposites. Warm and friendly, laughing, joking, yes, mischievous, but devoid of any ill will. They were the fire of the school. Both carried a fire. One had the freezing fire of bitterness that consumed their hearts and minds. The others had the warming fire of a vibrant heart that would give you the shirt off their backs. Two extremes. The goal of the Christian brother was simple but challenging: to set aflame those cold hearts. You sought them out, told them stupid jokes. You listened to them until they had nothing more to say. You named their unique goodness and gifts. You were attempting to hold up a mirror for them to look into and see their truly God-blessed selves. Sure, you gave them a swift kick now and then, but you always gave them your full attention, your respect, and above all, your affection. And now and again, you saw the most miraculous transformation. You saw God touching their hearts, and they began to reach out and build a circle of friends and a future of new possibilities. There is no greater joy for a teacher than to see their students come alive. Jesus wants to set our hearts aflame with that Holy Spirit. I came to bring the fire to the earth, and how I wish it were enkindled now. In today's text, there is an allusion we don't hear in English that kind of hints that Jesus had a different fire in mind than John's. In Aramaic, the language Jesus spoke, the word translated as earth can also, and in this particular passage, culturally more plausible, be translated as earth oven. You know, those rounded domed ovens, and there you got the meal, there you got the food. This was something you looked forward to. Jesus wants to get things cooking, and he asks us to be salt of the earth, that salt used in those ovens to catalyze the fire. Jesus wants to set hearts ablaze with the Holy Spirit. One problem: that kind of intensity causes division at times. What if we really live Jesus' words? Love your enemy. Turn the other cheek. Do not judge. Do not condemn. Forgive. Be compassionate as your heavenly Father is compassionate. Oh, some would welcome that, but some also will turn on you for being too nice. Consider it in terms of the issues of our day. What if you spoke out vociferously for the refugee or against the damage being done to the planet or against gun violence? Some will give you a real reaction. What if you brought a homeless person home to dinner or gave up your vacation to fund a poor child's education? That might cause a family squabble. In Luke's community, reality was harsh. Many a Jewish or Gentile parent had disowned their child for acknowledging Jesus. Some of Luke's Jewish Christians experienced the greatest pain, expulsion and the curse of the synagogue. And they were treated by their parents as if they were dead. There's that division within a family, when you are forced by the parents to choose between them and the Lord. Some Gentiles expelled their son or daughter for the scandal of a Christian son or daughter. After all, they called it atheism. Some parents still disown their children if they are gay or marry the wrong ethnicity or if they even decide to become Catholic or worse yet, want to become a priest or religious. Jesus brings to us all a moment of decision. The word in Greek is krisis, gives us the word crisis in English. Making a decision, that defining decision of one's life. He asks you, he asks me, who or what is your God? What do you give your heart's allegiance to? Whose values will you live? Our cultures or Jesus's? Which fire will burn in your hearts? The cold fire of bitterness and harshness or the warming fire of divine love?
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, a regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glauber, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.